Coast Radio News for Friday, October 25th, 2019. I'm George Henry. An article in Wednesday's Register Guard had people concerned that there would be no in-network coverage for Peace Harbor Hospital in Florence for Medicare patients. The Register Guard reported that Peace Health in Oregon had discontinued its relationship with Trillium Community Health Plan and its affiliate HealthNet Health Plan. What the paper failed to cover is that there were still five different options for health coverage. This is open enrollment time for Medicare, and Peace Health still accepts ModaHealth, Pacific Source, Providence, Regents, and United Health Plans. This Monday, in the main lobby of Peace Harbor, there will be a Medicare information booth from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. The information booth will remain open Monday through Friday until December 6th, closing only for Thanksgiving, November 27th, 28th, and 29th. Open enrollment for Medicare ends December 7th. The Oregon Coast Humane Society will open its Christmas store beginning November 1st. This year, the location will be at the current thrift store on Bay Street in Old Town. Each year, the Christmas store provides a wide variety of Christmas-themed items, from clothing to decorations to artificial trees. OCHS is also working on caroling dates and Christmas pet photos. The Western Lane Community Foundation has begun its 2020 grant cycle. Each year, the foundation awards several grants to local nonprofit organizations for projects and programs that target Western Lane County. Grant requests will be accepted until January 15, 2020. Grant applications can be found at wlcfonline.org. Grant requests will be selected on the basis of merit, need, and the benefit to the community at large. A lot of smiles were out yesterday for the 31st annual Coast Radio Great Pumpkin Giveaway. Children received over 400 pumpkins during the two-hour event hosted by True Value Hardware. The Florence Lions Club also served 400 hot dogs. Three members of Siusaw Valley Fire and Rescue quickly distributed the pumpkins. Children and adults accounted for more than 500 members of the community that participated in the giveaway. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, October 25th, 2019.